So we lost another legend, and we got the news today that Bill Russell, NBA Hall of Famer and 11-time champion, he has 11 championship rings. So I know people like to say Michael Jordan is the greatest. He has 6 championships. Well, Bill Russell has 11. But Bill Russell passed away at age 88. Okay, so there was a, let's see, there's an article. There's a huge article from the New York Times on Bill Russell. There's also one from NBC News, a good one from NBC News. I'm going to pull that one up here. Bill Russell, 11-time NBA champion, Boston Celtics legend, and all-time defensive great. Okay, he passed away age 88. Let me pull this up here from NBC News. There's also a good one from the Washington Post as well. Okay, Bill Russell was pro basketball's first black head coach. No small feat at the time in racially divided Boston. Okay. So this article is from July 31st, 2022. Boston Celtics legend Bill Russell, who towered over pro basketball throughout the turbulent 1960s and stood tall against the era's virulent racism, died Sunday, according to a statement posted to his verified Twitter page, Sunday, July 31st, 2022. He was 88 years old. Now, Russell's wife, Janine, was by his side at the time of his death, the statement said. His family thanked fans for keeping Bill in your prayers, quote unquote, keeping Bill in your prayers. Perhaps you'll relive one or two of the golden moments he gave us, or recall his trademark laugh as he delighted in explaining the real story behind those moments, behind how those moments unfolded, the statement said. And we hope each of us can find a new way to act or speak up in Bill's uncompromising, dignified, and always constructive commitment to principle. Now, Bill Russell led the Boston Celtics to 11 NBA titles, two as a player coach, and a victory-filled resume considered to be one of pro sports' most insurmountable records. He is rivaled by Henry Pocket Rocket Richard, who hoisted the Stanley Cup 11 times with the Montreal Canadiens, and Yogi Berra, not Yogi Bear, but Yogi Berra, a member of 10 World Series winning New York Yankees teams. No modern players hold a candle to Bill Russell's accomplishments. No modern players hold a candle to Bill Russell's accomplishments. The award for the most valuable player of the NBA Finals is named after him. Okay, the award for the most valuable player of the NBA Finals is named after Bill Russell. So this is his official Twitter account here, and they have the announcement here. An announcement is with heavy heart. Let me see if we can zoom in on this. It's with heavy heart. We would like to pass along. Let's see. Let's go to his Twitter page. Okay. It is with heavy heart that we would like to pass along. Let's go to this here. To all Bill's friends, fans, and followers, Bill Russell, the most prolific winner in American sports history, passed away peacefully today at age 88 with his wife Janine by his side. Arrangements for his memorial service will be announced soon. Bill's 2 state championships in high school offered a glimmer of the incomparable run of pure team accomplishment to come. Twice an NCAA champion, captain of a gold medal winning U.S. Olympic team, 11 times NBA champion, and at the helm for two NBA championships as the first black head coach of any North American professional sports team. Okay. You can check that out at his Twitter page. Okay. They have that article there at his Twitter page. Now, they have that post there at his Twitter page. Now, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver called Bill Russell the greatest champion in all of team sports in a tribute recounting the player's career. Adam Silver said that he cherished his personal friendship with Bill Russell while offering condolences. Quote, Bill stood for something much bigger than sports, the values of equality, respect, and inclusion that he stamped into the DNA of our league. At the height of his athletic career, Bill Russell advocated vigorously for civil rights and social justice, a legacy he passed down to generations of NBA players who followed in his footsteps. ESPN's Stephen A. Smith tweeted a tribute to Bill Russell Sunday, saying that the center made the world better for all of us. Okay, so we have a tweet from Stephen A. Smith, retired player Magic Johnson, Irvin Johnson Jr., Magic Johnson, called Bill Russell his idol. He said, I looked up to him on the court and off. His success on the court was undeniable. He was dominant and great, winning 11 NBA championships. Off the court, Bill Russell was the way for guys like me. Off the court, Bill Russell paved the way for guys like me. Here's a tweet from Magic Johnson about Bill Russell as well. There's a picture of them together. Also, President Barack Obama, and that's Dr. J also. Looks like Dr. J as well. Is that Dr. J? No, I don't think that's Dr. J. Okay. Is Bill Russell sitting down? Bill Russell, a 6'10" center, also run the NBA regular season MVP award five times while averaging 15.1 points, 22.5 rebounds, and 4.3 assists a game throughout his 13-season career. Russell's numbers weren't as flashy as those of contemporary big man Wilt Chamberlain, who is the only pro basketball player ever to score 100 points in a game and retired with a scoring average of 30.07 points, second only to Michael Jordan's 30.12 points. Here's the picture here of Bill Russell on the court. Okay, playing against New York Knicks. Bill Russell, number 6 of the Boston Celtics, rebounds against Walt Bellamy, number 8 of New York Knicks, during the game in 1967 at the Boston Garden. Bill Russell is largely credited with writing the book on modern defense for centers in the NBA. He perfected the art of blocking shots, swatting away would-be scorers with brutal efficiency without fouling, and while keeping the ball in play so one of his teammates could gain possession. The NBA did not recognize the blocked shot until 1973-1974 season, so Bill Russell's prowess here is largely lost to history. What has been fully chronicled in Bill Russell's will to win, as he led Boston NBA titles in 1957-59 and every year of the 1960s except for 1967. Okay, so read the rest of this article here from NBC News. Bill Russell, 11-time NBA champion, Boston Celtics legend, and all-time defensive great, dies. Okay, so he was 88 years old. Also, the Washington Post has a good article on Bill Russell as well. Where's that article here? New York Times is a huge article. It was too many pages for me to print out. New York Times, the obituary they had on him. So they have a huge article from the New York Times. But this one here is from the Washington Post. And I printed this one up. This was 5 pages. Bill Russell, basketball great who worked for civil rights, dies at 88. Okay, so check this article out as well from Washington.
The work that I do is larger than the fashion industry. It's larger than the art world. And I believe that I was born to bring newness into this world. I'm Kaima McIntyre. I'm 24 years old and I'm an artist. I create everything from paintings to jewelry design, metaphysical jewelry to be specific, and fashion design. The only reason why my prom dress went viral is because people needed it. Within a few days of going viral, Natori Naughton reached out to me. She's like, I saw your dress. Can you make me a dress? I was equally as shocked to be asked by a celebrity to design their dress at the age of 17. That's just one person, and the list just continues to go on to Janet Jackson, to Tyra Banks. It really hits home. That means that the discussion is happening on the grounds in real time.
Hotep, everybody. Hey, this is Michael M. Hotep, founder of the African History Network, host of the African History Network show. I'm a talk show host, researcher, lecturer, writer, and historian. And I want to give a special shout out to everybody who has attended the 11th annual Liberated Minds Black Homeschool and Education Expo. I just want to take a few minutes, and we had a great presentation that I did on Saturday. So I teach 2 online history classes, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. On Saturday, the class that I teach, normally 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, is called Ancient Kemet, the Moors, and the Ma'afa, Understanding the Transatlantic Slave Trade, What They Didn't Teach You in School. And this is normally a 10-week online class. We deal with thousands of years of history and what leads up to the transatlantic slave trade taking place. We can't start studying our history and slavery. Even when we study the transatlantic slave trade, which is important to study, we can't start in 1619 or in the 1440s with the Portuguese, when the Portuguese get involved in the transatlantic slave trade. We have to understand the history chronologically and deal with the 800-year occupation of Europe by the Africans known as the Moors, who enter into the Iberian Peninsula, today known as Spain and Portugal, from North Africa in 711 AD. When we discuss the transatlantic slave trade, we have to first understand that African people are the original people of North, Central, and South America and have been in the land we call the United States at least 51,700 years. Now, the second class I teach is on Sundays, normally 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's called From the Civil War to the Civil Rights Movement and Black Power, 1865 to 1968. Now, these classes are normally $130. They're on sale right now, $60. We do the sessions live. All the sessions are archived and recorded, so you can go back and watch it anytime. So a year from now, 2 years from now, you can go back and watch the entire class. With both of these classes, I would say the content is PG-13, so you can use this with your children as well if you want to. Also, you can advertise with the African History Network. We have 3 new advertising packages. Our current promotion is buy 1 month, get 1 month free. We have 1 million followers at our Facebook fan page, the African History Network, and with our platinum package, we'll take out ads on our Facebook fan page for you as well to help maximize your advertising campaign. And we take your 30-second to 60-second commercial, we put it into the rebroadcast of our shows and also into the audio podcast of our shows as well. We only have 20 advertising slots because we have a finite amount of advertising space. Email us at ahnshow@theafricanhistorynetwork.com, ahnshow@theafricanhistorynetwork.com, or call us 313-462-0003. All right, right now it's correct wrong behavior. It's not over till we win. Wakanda forever, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace.
STEM Forward, helping our community find their place in the emerging fields of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Join us for our monthly live stream on our website, stemforwardedu.org. Watch, subscribe, share. Also join our mailing list to stay up to date with STEM resources and opportunities. STEM Forward, the future is now. Watch, subscribe, share.
iRedify is a Black-owned digital platform that showcases Black and brown cultures and people. The books on the platform are written by African-American authors, Afro-Caribbean authors, African authors, and so much more. Kids 14 and under can read ebooks, listen to audiobooks, and complete learning activities. Kids can even write in the books digitally. Get unlimited access to everything on the platform for only $8.99 a month at iRedify.com. Sign up for your membership today.
IDO Network International, in collaboration with STL Black Woman, DACA, and ACTA, present the Royal Pilgrimage to the Americas, August 24th through the 28th. The African kings and queens are coming to you for business, networking, and sharing of Pan-African ideals. The venue will be the illustrious En Garde Arts Hotel in St. Louis, Missouri. A royal cultural experience and exhibitions, trade and investment opportunities in Africa, the Caribbean, and the Americas. A royal Pan-African summit hosting keynote speakers and a red carpet banquet. Come and witness an African royal coronation ceremony. Register at www.idonetwork.org to book your ticket to wine and dine with African royalty. Vendor opportunities available. Get face-to-face with the royals who own the land and resources for business. Contact DACA for deal room information at 602-730-4572.